Hi, Tom Whitman here from the Coaching Corner. Today we're going to talk about attitude. You know, an attitude of gratitude isn't everything, but it is the first step. And people who aren't willing to take the first step are unlikely to take the next step in accomplishing whatever it is they want to accomplish. That's a quote from Zig Ziglar, one of my former mentors. At least 15 HVAC professionals have contacted me so far this season with a similar unspoken request. That request goes something like this. My professional life really stinks right now, and what can you do for me to make it better? You know, the best advice is the same advice a beloved mentor of mine advised me to do over 20 years ago, and it still applies to today. Not everyone has enough willpower or mental fortitude to do it, but I can tell you that if you try, you'll be amazed by the results. So here it goes. Step one for the next 2 days. Don't complain about anyone or anything to anybody. Step two. Add to step one on day three and four. Treat everyone the way you would want to be treated. Become fascinated and interested in them instead of being preoccupied with yourself. Step three. Add to step one and two on day five. Write down everything you like about your job and tape it to a place where you can read it and be reminded of it every day. Step four, add to step one through three on day six. Write down everything you're thankful for. Be specific. Take joy in the small stuff we often take for granted. Tape it in a place where you can read it every day and be thankful every day. Step five, add to steps one through four on day seven. Be the change you want your world to be. If everyone else is angry, irresponsible, unhappy, dishonest, or plain mean to you, be the change. Be nice, responsible, happy, honest, a joy to be around. The last and final step. Repeat this process every day until it becomes a natural part of who you are. Maintaining a grand attitude is more than a decision. Sometimes we need to change it from the inside out by developing an attitude of gratitude for every privilege we've been blessed with. All of us need to be reminded of that, and some of us simply need to first recognize it and learn how to live with it. Those five steps did it for me, and without exception, for those who had the courage and the fortitude to follow through with this process, it worked for them too. So why not give it a try? When you do, and you realize how much better your life has changed, pay it forward and give someone else a hand up out of the mental prison so many of us choose to live in. And remember, it doesn't matter where you live, how you live, and how your life influences others is really what matters. Thanks for listening to this blog. I look forward to speaking to you real soon. Until next time, go make it happen.